So we're talking to Alicia Gaythorne from GetUp. Thanks for coming on the program, Alicia.
Hi, not a problem. Thanks for having me, Andrew.
So it's the one-year anniversary of the murder of Reza Barati, and I think a lot of people forget this, the wounding of dozens of other people as well. So how far are we from justice being done?
I think we're miles away from justice being done. I mean, if you only look at the recommendations that were put forward last year by an inquiry into the events that took place, none of the recommendations put forward by the inquiry have been remedied. There's still compensation hasn't been paid to Reza Barati's family, and as you mentioned, the more than 70 people who were injured as a result of the violence that took place on Manus Island, and still no one has been charged for Reza Barati's death.
Well, we've got those two Papua citizens who are being held in jail at the moment. What are they being charged for?
So, yes, they have been charged, but yet, as far as we're aware, a conviction hasn't taken place yet.
Oh,
and the government, both the Papua New Guinea government and the Australian government, have gone to great lengths to ensure that this information hasn't been made public.
Right. It does seem a bit weird that, a riot, which by definition involves a lot of people, has only seen two charges. Is that unusual, do you think?
Well, yeah, it's very hard to tell, like I mentioned, what actually happened inside the Manus Island Detention Centre last year, because as you'd be aware, journalists are forbidden from going and giving access to the centre, as has the UN. They've been forbidden access, and even Australia's own Human Rights Commission isn't allowed to investigate what's happening behind the fences at Manus Island.
But do we have a reasonable idea of who actually is responsible, who the members of the riot were, whether it was PNG cops or G4S, or who actually did the killing and the wounding?
So there's been a few reports out there. One of the theories put forward is that it was PNG locals who had broken into the facility and were attacking asylum seekers. Also, security guards who were employed actually to try and protect the asylum seekers within the centre were found to have been involved in the violence that took place in the centre. But it's quite difficult to ascertain exactly what happened just because so much of this has been kept under wraps.
Mm. So the family, I guess, just to change tack, the family ultimately blames the Australian government. Do you think that's a fair assessment of the situation?
I think so. Ultimately, this Reza was put in our care. He was under Australia's watch. And despite the fact that experts had warned the government months before that this policy would result in events like we saw last year, they failed to put in any sort of precautions to prevent something like this taking place.
Yeah, right. So a Senate inquiry has also said that it's kind of foreseeable. It was the government should have seen it coming, and suggested, as you said before, compensation, which hasn't been paid on the grounds that the government blames the opposition and the Greens. What is going on at immigration? Are they willing to accept any blame for the riot at all, or are they insisting on it's somebody else's fault?
It doesn't seem to be the case from what we've seen. I mean, the government seems too interested in arguing and placing blame and playing partisan politics as opposed to addressing what the actual problem is at hand. And that's the fact that after a year of Reza's death, Manus Island is still open and there are people who are still suffering inside this detention centre, which is actually costing Australian taxpayers more than $1 billion a year to keep open.
So ultimately, what should we learn? Are we going to have a repeat of this tragedy, or what could we do as individuals and as a government to prevent it from happening again?
So I really hope that we never see something like that happen again, but unfortunately you only had to see in September when Hamid died as a result of negligence, given the lack of access to medical facilities on Manus Island. And then just earlier this year, we saw incidences of protests on Manus Island with people self-harming, swallowing razor blades, on hunger strike. So I feel like it's only a matter of time before something like this does happen, which only all the evidence mounts up that the government just needs to close this place down because it's impossible to guarantee the safety of people who are kept inside this centre.
Well, it seems to me like the government's actually repeating the approach it's taken to this tragedy again with the Human Rights Commission's recent report by Gillian Triggs. They're attacking the messenger rather than trying to fix up the problem. Do you think that is the problem ever going to be addressed if the government refuses to accept that there's a problem?
No, I mean, first of all, they have to recognise it. And like you mentioned, the attacks on the Human Rights Commission, which is an independent authority, were completely outrageous and just an underhanded attempt by the government to try and distract the public from what the real issue is, and that's the harm that's being caused to children as a result of their policy of mandatory detention.
Okay, so I'm going to finish this off by asking the GetUp has in fact organised an event coming up in Sydney, and in fact I think you've got some skywriting happening in Sydney and Canberra today, but which is cool. Yeah, but what's happening?
It's actually
happening
not being organised by GetUp.
Right. What's happening in Queensland though?
So across Australia, Queensland included, we'll be asking. Australians are going to be lighting a candle tonight in memory of Reza and to remind our political leaders that we have not forgotten what has happened to Reza and not forgotten that there are still thousands of people on Manus Island who are still suffering. And they'll be taking photos of their solidarity action, which is to light a candle and posting them on social media. And GetUp will be collating all these images in a show of online solidarity for these asylum seekers who still remain suffering under this policy in our name.
So is the idea of that like it's an electronic petition and all these people are saying, please do something about this, but and you send it to the government and the government hopefully listens?
So we GetUp has a petition which is currently has 100,000 people who have added their name to it, and this petition was started actually under the Labor government when they introduced the policy of sending asylum seekers to Papua New Guinea, and so yeah, we've had a groundswell of support of people who are calling for Manus Island and Nauru to be closed down just because we've failed to see any improvements in the conditions in either of the detention centres, and if anything, things have only gotten worse.